With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But joining us now to talk about one of the Ravens draftees of 2022, fourth round pick, one of the six the Ravens had this past draft. From Coastal Carolina, he's the head coach, Jamie Chadwell. Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday morning in Baltimore.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
And we're talking about Isaiah Likely, of course, tight end. And when the draft process takes place, how much input, how much are you relied upon from the athlete, from the parents, in regards to the teams asking questions and trying to get some intel? How much is a head coach involved in the actual draft process leading into the draft itself?
Well, you know, from my experience, when scouts are on campus, you talk with them there. But as far as once they've left here, not as much. You know, now if there's something specifically they might want to find out about the person, about, you know, their personality or something, like, you know, after the draft, I got called by some of the Cincinnati Bengals head coach called me and asked about a couple of guys they picked up. But not as much as I think some of the position, the strength coaches, and some of those people that are dealing with the players every day.
Hey, Jamie, how did you get Isaiah? You know, because he's from Cambridge, Mass. How did you get him to Coastal Carolina?
Well, one, I think everybody else probably didn't want him, to be truthful with you. And two, if you guys been to Myrtle Beach?
Oh yeah.
So if you haven't, there's a lot of reasons to come down, right? And so, but he was a guy that I think was recruited, and then for whatever reason, a lot of people dropped off of there late. You know, we were still there. And then when he came down, we've had some people that had some success here prior to from up that way. And he bought into the vision we had for our program, and he obviously helped us take it to another level.
Now, Jamie, I've watched him on film, and then I watched him at practice on Saturday. He looks like a short stepper. I mean, because he kind of runs kind of funny. You know, because I was talking to one of the guys there. I said, does he have a long torso? He said, no, he just kind of runs funny. You know, it just looked like he, you know, it almost looks like a guy with a long torso because he takes such short steps when he's running.
Yeah, it looks like he the old commercial, or not commercial, the old cartoon where the guy gets running, but he runs in place for an hour before he takes off.
Yeah, you
know, that's what Isaiah sort of looks like. And I've told people, I said, listen, he can run, just don't watch how he runs. Because it is very awkward,
yeah,
and it doesn't look funny. It is funny, you know, because just the way he is, and his hands are down, and all these different things. But when he gets out there, it obviously makes up for the way he looks.
Yeah, because I tell you know what impressed me on Saturday, Jamie, was he was doing this like mirror block and drill with other tight ends. I mean, he could torque. The other time, I mean, he took one time, just took him and threw him to the ground. He looked very strong. And even watching on film, it looked like he blocked DBs because he had some punch, you know, with his arms and his upper body watching you guys on film. And that's what he showed his strength, you know, doing that drill on Saturday.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of natural strength, to be honest. You know, it's something there that it doesn't look like it, that would be overly strong, but he does have some natural punch. And especially against some DBs and people of that nature. Now, he's not obviously doing that against a 275-pound D lineman by any means, but I think he's going to be a favorable matchup versus some defensive backs, some linebackers in space, and some of the blocking that's asked to do because he does have some natural strength there. And then combine that with his body control for his size.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty tough matchup when he's out there in space.
Now, Jamie, what kind of kid was he? What kind of worker was he? You know, and you know, what can the fans of Baltimore expect when they see Isaiah?
Isaiah is a fun personality to be around. Very football oriented. He was a great student here, you know, high 3.0, very, very smart. I think he'll pick up the offense immediately there. He'll end up knowing exactly what to do in a lot of positions. I think they'll fall in love with the way that he works. He's a strong character kid, but he knows where he came from. What a lot of people don't realize, when he showed up the first day of camp here, his mom actually had a stroke. She ended up spending almost 4 months having to be down here in Myrtle Beach to try to get rehab and things so she could actually go back to Massachusetts. So the kid's been through a lot, but he channels that, and she's raised him the right way. I think he'll be very involved with the community and giving back, especially to young kids. He was involved with that here with our community service. I think there'll be somebody that they'll be able to rally around and understand where he came from. He'll never think that he's better than somebody. He's very appreciative of everything he's been. He could have left here easily and went to try to go to a bigger place, but he never chose to because he's very grounded, very very appreciative of where he's been and what he's had to go through. And I think they'll be able to rally around that and his personality and the type of character that he displays.
Jamie Chadwell joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Head coach, Coastal Carolina, as Isaiah Likely, now a member of the Baltimore Ravens, was at rookie camp this past weekend. What's his excitement level from what you can gather, Coach, about playing with Lamar Jackson in 2020?
You know, I talked to him after he got drafted there, and he was obviously ecstatic. He wanted to try to be on this side of the country so his family and everybody could see him play and one of those things. But I know he was very excited about playing for an established quarterback, especially like Lamar. And also, a lot of the stuff that they do from a run game is very similar to what we did. And I think if you ask him, and he said all the right things, hey, I'll play anywhere they want me. But I think if you ask him up front, who would you love to be drafted by, I think he would have said Baltimore hands down, just because of the fit going into what they do and some of the things that we do, the carryover, and obviously having the chance to play with somebody like Lamar and how explosive he is in both areas, run and pass, and the things that he can do, the mismatches that they do offensively will create for the tight end.
Jamie, I'm guessing he grew up a Patriots fan.
You know what? I'm sure he would maybe love to go, but he was not a Patriots fan growing up. He actually – I can't remember exactly, but it's not the Patriots. You think that's who it would have been, but it wasn't. It was somebody else. I think it had to do with a tight end. But I'm sure that would have probably been great for him, right, to go close to home. But he's all Ravens now, so that's what matters.
Jamie, what can we expect from Coastal Carolina this year? Because you guys were outstanding last year. I mean, 11-1, you're doing a heck of a job there.
So, 22-3 the last 2 years, ranked number 14 a couple years ago.
Yeah, maybe you need to jump in that portal. with the NIL money they're paying.
if I keep losing players like Isaiah, I might have to quickly, right? But you know what? We've done a good job of establishing our program and being consistent with who we are. And we go in every year now. We go in expecting that we have a chance to win every game, and that was never the case prior to. And so – I like our team coming back. We've got a lot of players that we lost, 2 draft picks, and I think we had 3 or 4 priority free agents. So we lost, and then 5 or 6 others that got mini camp invites. We lost some really good players that will really impact our team. But I've liked where we've recruited, and I expect us to continue to make a name for ourselves nationally.
Coach Jamie Chadwell, Coastal Carolina, 22-3, as we said, the last 2 years, still looking to be well. The Chanticleers are going to make it happen in 2022. Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the intel on Isaiah Likely, and good luck to you and your team, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road sometime.
Sounds great. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.